From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Aches and Pain episode, talking Yankees baseball. Of course, Major League Baseball as a whole, BleedBlueShow.com is our website, audio archive. Episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. And going to really dive deep into this Baltimore series that we had over the weekend. Lost 3 out of 4, all right? Lost 3 games out of 4. And we have to play the hot Red Sox, who are winning, what, 8 in a row right now? The division rival, got to go to Fenway. And not all is all terrible in Yankees land. Not all is terrible in Yankees nation or all is terrible in Yankees universe. But we have to get on a nice little win streak or per se win series. So we're going to have something to discuss all the stuff that we got going on with the team, people's reactions, emails, and inboxes. We'll shout them out. Get this out the way, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, man, where do I start with this? Because I think the proper place, really, to start with the struggles with the New York Yankees in the sense of how they feel about this squad and how the fan base feels about our prized possession in the offseason, which is Giancarlo Stanton, you know? So I think that's probably a proper way to start. And in this series, we already know about his struggles. This is like how many times this season where he struck out 5 times in multiple games this season already. We're only, what, 2 weeks into the season, and he's already had that feat. And if it wasn't for the 2 opening day home runs at Toronto, I mean, he could be really, really booed up more than what he is right now. So he's got to get on a roll. And it's more about concentration. I don't know. I'm not buying all this AL, NL pitching stuff as far as him used to a certain style of pitching between the NL. Everybody throws sliders. Everybody throws curves and splitters and cutters and fastballs. He just needs to get – he needs to relieve himself of the pressure. He needs to calm down at that plate. You got to study his at-bats. His position and his stance is normal for what it is, but he has a knack lately of reaching for bad balls and can't catch up to the fastballs. Those are the two pitches that's really burning him at these at bats, and it's burning the Yankees in crucial spots because there was 3 opportunities specifically in the game on Sunday where he should at least tied it or at least had a chance the opportunity to win the game, and we need more oomph out of him, at least get something going, put the bat on the ball, get a fly out, hit the ball in the gap, hit it down the line. Right? Giancarlo Stanton needs to get out of this funk badly. There's other Yankees that's doing just as bad, if not worse, and then we could talk about, i.e. Gary Sanchez when it comes to batting, but it's with him, Giancarlo Stanton has got to concentrate better. He's got to focus better. He's got to trust how he bats. You know what I'm saying? His issue is really reaching for those low balls, those borderline strikes that are low at the knees, and then he gets burnt by the fastball. He's got to work on that. It is real disappointing. I think he has a lot of pressure on himself, especially Yankee Stadium. He wants to do well at home, but he's got to release. He's got to calm down. Maybe it might be a chance where Aaron Boone may have to put him somewhere else in the lineup. Maybe put him at the cleanup hole. You know what I'm saying? Put him at the 4 hole. Put him at the 5. Maybe get him going that way. Batting him 3rd right now is clearly not working right now. Clearly not working. We're going to talk Yankees, the Dugout Podcast. Bring on a stakeholder. Now, Ray, I'm talking about Giancarlo Stanton. I think we need to really have a nice dialogue about this, bruh. KGYR, just the way we like him, man. Ray, let's talk about Giancarlo Stanton, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Steve. How about you, man?
I'm good, man. So what is it in these games that you're watching? I know you're all over the games. Giancarlo Stanton, man, what is the issue? Of course, the issue is striking out, but why is it the case with him?
Well, Steve, You know, and I said this too. I knew he was going to struggle at first, so this is kind of like not a surprise for me, but I feel that he's reaching too much. Just like you just said, he's reaching too much for them little balls outside, because I think that sometimes when I notice his swing, I feel that he wants to hit everything out the park, and then he start realizing he needs to be more patient, you know what I'm saying, and select his pitches, you know what I mean, instead of just trying to bomb everything out the park. And that's the problem with Stanton. I feel that he's hesitating on pitches, and this is why he's been struggling as he has, you know, and maybe you're right, Steve. Maybe we should put Stanton. Maybe we used to put him at cleanup or something, or somewhere in the lineup, because it's getting bad. I mean, the other day, 5 strikeouts, like, wow. You know what I'm saying? And, like, the fans already booing him, but that's Yankee fans for you. And it's like, okay, he's struggling, but this is only 9 games in. I'm sure that once he gets his stroke back, he'll be back on track. But the problem with him is, just like you said, he's just reaching too much. And I think I feel that now he's with the Yankees, he's putting everything on his shoulders. And he needs to realize, we also got Sanchez. We also got Joe. We got other batters on his lineup. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to hit everything out the ballpark. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing I'm admiring is how Judd this year, he's hitting the ball. He's not hitting it out the park. He's getting singles. He's getting this. He's getting that. And that's a good thing. But I feel that being in New York has put a lot of pressure on him. But he needs to just chill and relax, man, and just be more patient at the plate. And that's all I got for now.
Yeah, I think you're seeing a lot of what I'm saying. I think we're in agreement. I didn't use the word hesitant, but I think that's probably one of the best words you use in describing the situation, because I think he is hesitating. It's a little bit of patience, but I'm also hesitating on looking at the pitches. That's why I think he's behind on the fastballs. I think there's something with that where he, like, for instance, Judge bats in front of him in the lineup, right? Judge, he bats in front of him, all right? And at least with Judge, and not to say that he's not doing it, because I don't think he had a good outing in sense of how he took that last at bat on Sunday, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. I thought that was
right.
That was terrible. But
right.
Stanton, in a sense, needs to be patient, less hesitant, and I think that number 3 holds a lot of pressure on him right now. Now, I might be reached for this one. I think I don't want to go too far. I think when you saw those 2 home runs, they happened to be on the road. It was opening day, and people were like, well, the opening day pressure and all that. But you got to look at the weather in the sense of, in Toronto, you're playing in a dome. There's no wind chill. It wasn't cold. Yankee Stadium was, what, 40 degrees, 42 degrees? So these bats got to get warmed up. That's why we say a lot of these guys have to, when they bat, you know, when it gets warmer, that's why I thought the Yankees were going to get off to a slow start. But what is frustrating to see this as it is happening, with the chance to win a lot of these games, the Yankees were in prime position to win at least 3 out of 4. I'll give Baltimore the game on Thursday. The Yankees should have won Friday. They definitely dominated Saturday. They were up 5-0 on Sunday, and they let the Baltimore Orioles to chip away. I think it's time for Stanton to probably move down in the lineup, maybe give him some protection, let somebody else in front of him. Now, who would that be? That's what the issue is, because the Yankees are now piling up a little bit of this injury bug.
Right.
The strikeouts is bothersome. More so some of these away sliders, reaching for those. Some of these pitches he used to take last couple of years with the Marlins, whether he played the full season or not, he would just go with the pitch and go the other way. I think he's trying to pull. You know, like, you could tell by the way the angle of the bat, when you're trying to pull something, the forearm comes out a little bit too forward, and you're trying to take it to the other way.
Right.
But he got to go back to what we saw in Toronto, go with the pitches. Now, I think a lot of that had to do with it being inside the dome. And the weather is no, there's no weather factor when it comes to that. He got to be himself. It is cold. I don't want to give him too many passes when it comes to cold weather, because remember, he's played in Miami, for God's sakes, and he's from Southern California. So this is probably the first time he has to deal with some real cold, according to his terms.
Right.
Let me ask you this. What is the best way to get him going? So I'd even look at it just a walk, like a simple something as a base on ball, something as a hit, just to go out the opposite way, a fly out, even get put the bat on a ball. Like, what other ways you would like to see him get going? Or is it more so the managers have to figure that out? How do you look at that?
Well, I feel like this, Steve, and like you said, I was going to bring up the weather thing, but I thought people were going to look at me like crazy, but the weather, I don't want to give too many excuses, and you're right, Steve. The weather has a little part to do with it because he's coming from Miami, which around this time is 70, 80 degrees, you know what I'm saying? So the weather, he's not kind of used to it, but still, I feel like this. I feel he needs to be more patient in the plate. I feel he needs to start swinging at them outside balls because he's swinging. I noticed that his swing, like, they pitching him outside, and every time he's swinging it, like, he wants to murder the ball. And he's got to understand that he needs to be more patient and wait for the pitch to be a little bit in for him to take it out, even if it's opposite field. Even, you know what I'm saying, son? And I feel that maybe the hitting coach maybe should sit down with him and – you know, like be like, listen, you need to be patient because this is the whole thing. It's all about patience in baseball. And if you want to be a great hitter, you got to learn how to be patient. And he needs to learn how to be patient because if he's patient, I feel this way. I feel that he's more patient in the plate. That's when more walks come. That's when he's going to get more pitches that he can actually hit. You know what I'm saying, Steve? So that's how I feel about Stan. I feel that maybe if he's more patient at the plate, and once he start letting them outside balls go, and instead of swinging at them, just let them be balls, he'll walk more. That way, maybe he'll get a little bit more confidence, and maybe he'll start getting the right pitches for him to hit. And that's all I got for now.
Yeah. This guy's been around baseball a long, long time, and I got to get his perspective, his answer, his expertise, his knowledge. Now, Chris, co-host of the Blue Blue Show, I got to ask you, man, about this Giancarlo Stanton thing that me and Ray's been on for 15 minutes. Chris, talk to us about how does he get out of this funk? How do you look at this thing,
well,
Chris, and what's going on?
Well, first off, big ups to my homeboy, Ray. How you doing, homie?
Hey, that's what's going
one.
On, Chris?
And number two, you know, look, Azul, look, man, we've seen this. I'm talking from a Yankee perspective here, okay? This is not new, man. Giambi came, he got booed the second game. they didn't wait for the test, okay? Look. What should have happened, I'm going to say it in three different kinds of remedied ways. What should have happened is I think he should have came when from the start of the season, he should have batted sixth. Okay, I think Boone should have put him down there and not put so much of the bullseye on him, which he already has a gigantic bullseye and spotlight on his ass in the Bronx as we speak right now. His name is Giancarlo, for Christ's sakes, in the Bronx, and he's with this particular team, you know, with this particular team in this particular place under this kind of pressure. Okay, he's feeling it. Now, here's the thing. He's getting tested. He's not used to this kind of press. He's wondering, let me back further up. I saw the press conference yesterday with Aaron Boone, and Aaron Boone said, look, the dude is too good a player. Before long, this will be an old story, and I happen to believe that's true, okay, because there are 150 more games left, all right? He was basically chosen right off once he signed that contract to be the undisputed leader of this team over Aaron Boone, believe it or not. You remember the hoopla when he signed, okay? He's feeling it. The kid is nervous. This is a new situation for him. Yes, it is colder to him here than he's ever been probably before.
Correct.
Okay?
Remember now, he is from Southern California.
That's right. He just had his second five strikeout game. He was 3 for 28 last week. What is that? 3 for 28, struck out 16 times. And more importantly, the boos in Yankee Stadium are not like the boos in Miami. or California or any place else in the league. When you hear these boos, they are seething and they are personal and they hurt. Okay? So he's got to actually deal with that now. But Boone has to realize that. Not so much Juan Carlo. Boone has to make the adjustment. He has to put him in a reset the lineup to where Juan Carlo will be a little bit more comfortable. I'd say batting six. Drop him down the lineup a little bit. Also, mm-hmm. what are we going to do when Didi starts slumping? Because this is he came out the gate real fast, and it's just going to be a matter of time before those boos are going to get shifted. You know how Yankee Stadium is. You know about this thing.
I don't know about him, though. I think he's a fan favorite.
Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Last thing. I also want to bring this up. Okay, like yesterday, Betances,
right.
scoreless inning. Chapman, scoreless
yep.
inning.
Yep.
Three,
yep.
scoreless inning. Robertson, scoreless inning. Then, because we still have all, because we utilized all our goddamn relievers, the entire Major League bullpen, it seems like. Okay? Warren's gonna have walked that kid, went out in the 12th. And saw him score, come around. You know, we're losing games in other ways. It's not just Stanton doing this. Stanton, in fact, he's almost going to be relieved of this pressure because he ain't even getting on bases as much. Okay? You know, we had other chances to score yesterday. I'm just talking
we
about
were getting
this
to
game.
That.
I just see today. We had other chances. Okay. We had other chances. You know, DD with look, man, all I'm saying is this. We have 152 more games to go. Let us get started. And the series that's happening tomorrow is the most important, possibly most important, of the Boone era. We got to jump off wonderfully tomorrow for the series. We got to. This against this particular team. This means everything when you play this team. They both could be in sixth and seventh place, but it still don't mean everything. So, you know, that's what we got to look at, man. Let's not jump too high right now, Steve.
We're taking this topic by topic. We got to discuss.
And Romine, I got to give him some credit too. Thank you, by the way, Austin Romine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. He's I loved it. Good.
All right. Before we move on to Stan, let's get Knight Chandler Sevens perspective on Giancarlo Stanton and his Baltimore series, and then we can get into everybody else that we need to discuss. Hey, Chandler, what's your thoughts on Giancarlo Stanton and this Baltimore series? Overall, because you've watched a lot of baseball over your lifetime.
I remember saying to you guys that I thought he would do well the first game and then struggle for about the next 10 games. So he's right about where I figured he would be. You know, this is what I expected. It's a new league, a new team. The weather is what it is. All of this is new for him. First game's about adrenaline, but then the rest of the time is about him trying to get acclimated. They're pitching him differently than he thought they would. And he has started to chase pitches out of the zone because he's pressing, which is normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, he right where he's supposed to be, honestly. I'm not really concerned about him. I expected him to struggle off the bat. I expected him to struggle probably for the first 10 to 15 games of the season. That's where he is. The only thing I see that the pitchers are doing is they're pitching him differently than I think he thought they would, and he's struggling to adjust because they're throwing him a lot of breaking balls down and away,
mm-hmm.
a lot. And the thing is, these guys and they're making the pitches is the other thing. So if you're pitching them away and you're banging the corners like they are, and if you look at some of the pitches that he's taking that are strikes, those are perfect pitches. He couldn't hit them regardless. So now you have to expand the strike zone because the guys are making pitches. Now you're looking soft and catching you hard. Like I said, I'm not concerned. This is about what I thought would happen to him the first few games. So he's right where I thought he would be.
Now, before we move on, because Chandler, we had that dialogue on the AL East episode with yourself and me. I'm kind of shocked in the sense that Baltimore's pitching has done what they've done to neutralize some of this power, not just Stanton, but just some of the part of the Yankees lineup. And I thought we said it that they were the weakest part of the whole entire the staff, you know, the roster per se. So let me make a long story short. you know, that's just one series, and I get that. But what about as far as competition, or is it still yet to remain to be yet to be seen with the Baltimore Orioles? They could. We already knew they had the power, and we knew that. We saw Machado finally get off a couple of home runs in the series. They brought in the kid from Washington Heights who hit the grand slam on Friday. They got some power, man. But the pitching, the way they kind of got to the Yankees, kind of caught them off guard, or it's just a matter of time with you when it comes to Baltimore. Then we'll move on to this rest of the series.
I don't think they caught them off guard. We beat the guy we were supposed to beat. The other guys normally give us hard times. And their defense stepped up. Their defense made some plays that most of the times you don't play. That play at the plate on Didi, how often is that going to happen? Seriously.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
How often is that going to happen? You got the play with Gardner. There was three or four plays defensively that they made that a lot of times don't get made. The majority of the time don't get made. You had guys hitting balls right at people. There were some balls that were hitting you like, wow, how the hell did they catch that? So it was just a confluence of things. And if you look at their pitching the series before, none of their pitchers got out of the fourth inning.
Right.
None of them. So, you know, they just happened to have the uptick at the right time. And like I said, a couple of things go differently defensively. We probably sweep that series. So it was that close. But, you know, they just happened to get on. I mean, look, Machado hadn't had a hit right against CeCe. What do you got? Two homers, two swings.
Two home runs.
So, you know, it was just a confluence of events to me. That's all it was. But I still don't believe in Baltimore's pitching.
You know, going into the series, I thought the Yankees should have won 3 out of 4. That game on Friday, I'm going to go back to racing now. That play at the plate, it took a lucky bounce, a ricochet off the back wall. And a nice play by the catcher and a nice play by Miguel Castro. Get in front of the plate. I know there was a lot of rumblings as far as that was not a right play or it's not a legal play. I thought it was a bang-bang to the point where he got in front of the plate because he was making a baseball play, and he got in front of Didi, who didn't slide feet first. He slid kind of head first and kind of was a little banged up after that because he wasn't quite the same the rest of the series as far as health. Not saying he's injured, but he just kind of was a little bit banged up. But I'm going to go back to Ray from this series point. These two extra inning games, the Friday game and the Sunday, I thought Friday was bad. I was pissed. I couldn't go to sleep. But Sunday was terrible, the way we lost that game on Sunday and how we lost. So Friday and Sunday was two painful losses, Ray. I'm going to go back to you on that. On this Baltimore series, how do you look at Baltimore, and what do you think? We talked about Stan, of course. The bullpen, what about the starting pitching not going more innings than what they should? We can talk about Jordan Montgomery. We can talk about CeCe Sabathia's two home runs that he gave up against Machado in Baltimore. So, Ray, how do you look at losing 3 out of 4 to Baltimore? And then we go to Chris's and then back to Chill on the series overall.
Well, I mean, I agree with Chandler. I mean, it could have went either way, you know what I'm saying? But the Yankees could have won a couple of games. I mean, Friday was bad, but Sunday was horrible. Question was how we was up 5-0 and you let Baltimore come back like that? I mean, that was just bad, baseball around. And the thing I feel about the series was the Yankees, when they are struggling like that, and I know you've been preaching this too, Steve, they need to learn how to play small ball, man. You know what I'm saying? They need to learn how to hit the ball, get on base. If you got to steal bases, we need to do whatever we need to do to score. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that the Yankees right now are not doing that exactly. And there's going to be plenty of games like this in the season, and the Yankees need to learn how to play small ball. Now, as far as the pitching is concerned, I remember back in the day when Joe Torre, the first 2 weeks of the season, he didn't even let his starting pitchers pitch that long. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that maybe Aaron Boone's taking that book from Joe Torre, but still, you know what I'm saying? I like that other day with Servi. Like, he should have let Servi stay a little bit longer. He was pitching a gem, and he took him out early, and it's like, in a way, I kind of understood, but in a way, like, oh, I mean, if the guy's doing good, let him at least pitch another inning. You know what I'm saying? And it all comes out. And I mean, the bullpen's doing good, man, but it's like, listen, you already used your whole bullpen a couple times. You're going to wear these guys out to the point by the time midseason comes, our bullpen is going to be worn out, man. And that's one of my concerns, even though it's early in the season, but that's one of my concerns. Boone needs to learn he cannot overpitch his bullpen like that, because that's how you get into trouble. Mm-hmm. And by the time midseason comes, you know what I mean, after the All-Star break, our bullpen is going to be so depleted that, yo, I mean, even if our pitchers go 6-7 innings, we're going to have guys in there, and they're going to blow saves. They're going to blow leads. You know what I'm saying? Because our bullpen is blown out. So the Yankees and Boone needs to learn how to manage the game a little bit better. I know he's a rookie manager, but still, he needs to learn. And they need to learn how to start playing small ball. That's how you win baseball games like the ones we play this weekend with Baltimore. And Baltimore doesn't worry me, because Baltimore at times, they start off good and then they fall off. You know what I'm saying? So they pitch in, and they whole team as a whole don't worry me at all. I mean, they always give us trouble in the division, but they always start off good and then they fall off anyway. So I'm not really worried about them. That's all I got.
Yeah, the small ball got the Yankees to the 5-0 lead on Sunday. 5 spot in that bottom of the first inning, because Andujar had after the Walker fielder choice, and I think Gardner had scored, and then Andujar had a single, then Romine had a single, and then Torres had got a double. So the small ball works; it can manufacture runs, especially when you got a lineup that's kind of banged up, and a lot of guys are not really in. They're in there for pretty much substitution purposes. But Chris, what was your thoughts on the Baltimore series? Ray's kind of looking at it from the small ball perspective.
I saw it in pieces. Right. Uh-huh. I saw it in pieces, Steve. I saw a little bit on Friday with that long-ass game, and I saw some on Saturday because I was traveling, but I saw yesterday's game. I agree with – listen, I got to echo Ray about the fact that Boone needs to not – I don't know whether he's trying to prove to the – New York media that he can manage or not, but he has to stay with the small ball perspective really seriously, man. Having Judge and Stanton right now, you got some other hot hitters in the lineup. Okay, let me just say it this way. Austin is there. He's doing pretty good. Austin Romine, that is. And also Tyler Austin, he can move up a bit. Just for experience. Right now, these are the times, just like Boston is doing, where you can tinker with your lineup for a while until you get the right fit. Okay, you don't need to have every reliever in your bullpen show the hell, every star reliever that is, instead of long relievers, every star in your bullpen show up for a Sunday game like yesterday. You don't need to do that, man. That's exhausting every resource you have. You know, this is the time where you, like I said earlier, you can drop Giancarlo down to 6th or 7th. You can drop Judge down there. What you need is to see what kind of hand you've been dealt on your roster, what their capabilities are really, really, really capable of doing from here, for the rest of the season. What you're doing is, as a manager, I would think, is as a Yankee manager, particularly with the model being Joe Torre here that I'm thinking of, is you need to really set your table now and see what capabilities your team is able of handling come July. And this is a nice time to do it. You know, these are the times where you still are getting cats in your farm system that are bubbling just above the major league level. This is the time where you can see what kind of real good starting pitcher you're having. CeCe's already burnt out, as I can see, as far as I'm concerned. That wasn't good the other day. Okay? And you got other things that you need to worry about, man. For instance, I don't want to see Didi getting burnt out either. They're starting too fast. There's some kind of nervousness going on in that dugout. And it's you can see it on the field, man. You know, we already talked about Stanton, but, you know, except for a sweet catch, man, and a few home runs, then Aaron Judge is knocking it. He doesn't look like he's that confident at the plate either. Watch him again. Watch him again. You see, he's a controlled swinger. He's more of a, what's the word I'm trying to find here? He's a, I can't find a word right now. It's escaping me. But he has a technique that he uses, and right now it hasn't been perfected yet. It'll get going later on as the hitters before him start to connect, and you can't really see that with him batting second. He has to come down the lineup a bit. So there's these little tinkerings that need to happen. The whole total thing I'm trying to say, Steve, is it's too early for him to just, you know, it's too early for us to judge. It's too early for us to jump to conclusions. But also, at the same time, Boone has to realize that he doesn't have to exhaust all his resources at this moment, okay? He needs to play this by ear. These are the Yankees. And right now, the crucial, it was bad enough this past weekend. But here, because, I'm sorry, oh, yeah, Baltimore, I have to echo with Chandler. We shouldn't have had to struggle against that pitching of Baltimore's. It's not that good, bro.
I know. I agree.
Why is that the case?
It's not just then. It's just a whole lineup as a whole.
Tomorrow,
how is that?
Tomorrow on is the real – that's when we'll need – that's when I won't be so patient and I won't have to come on the show and say, hey, look, man, we need to calm down and watch where we're going, you know, and ease up and ease your fears. I'm not going to do that. It's he knows that tomorrow night, starting tomorrow night, that's the come to Jesus moment if you're in pinstripes and you're the manager. And it has to be correct. And that's all I got, man. I just wanted to holler at y'all about that because this team has a long way to go. We're 5-4 or whatever the hell we are. I don't know what the hell we are anymore. But we're not 5-5. We're not going to be in this position all season long, but we could be with more disastrous moves like exhausting the bullpen and it's over the top. To me, this looks like he's trying to play for the playoffs right now. And he's got to do some adjusting. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Charlie, what about you?
Play the young guys,
what did you take
too.
From
play the young guys, too. Two Austins and Torres and all those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, what about you? How do you feel as far as from that Baltimore season? What did you take from that? And then we can get into all the stuff with the bullpen.
Well, the pitching thing, this early in the season with the way the weather's been, there was no way any starters were going to go past 7 innings. No way.
Yep.
7 innings or 90 pitches is a better way to put it. Nobody was going to go over 90 pitches. And I don't think anybody did. Maybe 91, 92, but nobody went past 95. I expected that. The extra inning game on Friday is really what kind of screwed everything. I'm not worried about the bullpen the struggles initially because I'd rather them struggle early than struggle late. You know, and I hear what everybody's saying, but what we need to realize as fans is that the analytics department is what's managing this team, not the manager. The analytics department is what's managing this team. That's going to determine how long a pitcher goes, what the batting order is, who's playing on a specific day. And that's why when Tyler Austin had the game where he hit two home runs, he didn't get a chance to play the next game because the analytics said so. So a lot of the things that we're asking Boone to do, he can't do because that's not why he was hired. And I might not like it, we might not like it, but these are the facts. The statisticians, unfortunately, are running baseball now. This is not the baseball game. It's not the baseball we grew up watching. So on the moves and everything, I can't even get upset about them anymore because the manager's not the one making the call. You know, as much as I love to kill him for some of the moves, I know that it's being driven above him. And if he wants to keep his job, then he'll do what they tell him to do. But, again, I'm not overly concerned. You know, I didn't expect us to start off a house of fire. And you know, this is about what I expected so far. We'd be about 500, some guys be scuffling. The only guy I'm actually worried about is Sanchez, to be honest with you. Sanchez is the guy I'm worried about. Because he is visibly frustrated right now, and that's not good. When you can, you know, the guy's going to be frustrated. But when you see the frustration, especially on him, he's a really even keel guy, you see on his face that he's frustrated with his at bats. That's the guy I'm worried about right now.
Yeah, touche, man. Sanchez is definitely frustrated after the plate. We saw him leave the game on Friday with the cap and in the extra innings. But batting wise, he's more uncomfortable than Giancarlo Stanton. Matter of fact, there was a question that was posed in our group about that. With there was the three home runs that they had. It was Stanton, Judge, and Sanchez against Tampa. And the question I had asked at the time was, who needed it the most? And I thought at the time, I thought it was Sanchez. Everybody said Giancarlo Stanton. I was like, how can that be when you have a guy batting under 100? That doesn't make sense to me. When you're batting under 100, right, and now your defense started showing glimpses of those pass balls on Friday. It started to get a little reckless with that. I think Sanchez needs to definitely turn it around, get back. And I think that goes into, say, what Austin Romine did, getting a lot of those at-bats in spring training. And he was hitting well in spring training. And I thought he hit well in some of the games this series versus Baltimore when called upon Saturday and Sunday. That's probably why you have a quality backup guy having a lot of at-bats, just in case a guy like Sanchez definitely does go down. Let's get into the bullpen, because I wanted to ask all you guys, or talk to all you guys about that as well, because I thought it was one of those situations with this analytics stuff, and I really don't like it, and I understand the points. My thing is this, man. We saw Domingo Germán get in the game in the game on Sunday, and he was cruising along, man, and he had it was lightly windy out there in the Bronx, right? He had a single. He had gave up the single in the stolen base. He had the 0-2 count, and then he ended up walking Machado. Then he ended up getting the K, and then he settled down, got about five strikeouts, and pretty much in the one and two thirds innings, and he gave up that big two-run home run to Santander. It's like that was the thing about the Yankees pitching in this bullpen, with the bullpen this series. Like, they got out, and then when they really needed that crucial out, they gave up a big home run or a big timely hit to the opponent. And I'm not saying it's going to worry me, but I thought with the expectations of this bullpen, we were going to see a lot better. I don't think nobody said, definitely didn't come from the Bleed Blue show, that we were saying the bullpen was going to be the weakness. We said it was the absolute strength. It's showing a lot of faults early on in the season. And there's a lot of domino effect to it, and we understand that. And even with that said, like Chris mentioned, we put a microscope on Dylan Patances, especially in the Sunday game. I thought he needed that for his confidence. I think he needed that carry over into Boston and Fenway, when we definitely need to call upon him. But Ray, what's your thoughts in particular with the bullpen or any arms you would like to discuss coming out of that pen?
Well, Benantes, he actually did all right the other day, but my concern is, like I said, I feel that, and Chandler's right, it's all about analytics nowadays in baseball, so it's not really Aaron Boone's fault. I mean, that's how they run baseball nowadays, especially the Yankees, but I don't know, Chris mentioned it earlier, it has to do with the long relievers. I feel that, you know, if we put the long relievers there, like I said, we're going to end up wearing them out. And it's early in the season, but that could be a concern down the line. And I feel that the bullpen, these starting pitchers, too, they need the help. It's not just the bullpen. I feel that the starting pitchers, like Boone needs to start letting them work at least 6-7 innings, and then bring the bullpen. You know what I'm saying? Because that way we have more arms. That way we you know what I'm saying? We have more bodies to put in there just in case, because if not, this bullpen, they're going to be worn out. And, you know, I mean, it's not a concern now, but it can be a concern down the line. And that's the only thing that worries me about the bullpen. And, you know, if Boone keeps it up, man, I mean – and I understand this is his first time managing and all that, but he needs to keep an eye on the bullpen, because the bullpen is basically right now our strength. Because don't get me wrong, I mean, our starting pitching is okay, but our strength really is our bullpen. And I feel that if we out-use our bullpen, it's going to bite us in the ass up down the line, and that's all I got.
Yeah, Chris, I'm with Ray on that. The starters got to give us a little bit more as far as at least another inning or two. But going back to what Chandler said, is about number of pitches. They don't care where the number of pitches is. If you get to a certain number, you could be in the third inning, you're coming out. And then going back to the bullpen, we talk about Betances on Sunday. Dave Robertson comes in and Conley over the series. Adam Warren, the big home run by Jonathan Holden, that was to the kid from from Washington Heights on Friday. What about your thoughts on the bullpen on just trying to muscle through this and help, get a boost to the starters?
Yeah, Steve, I touched on it earlier. People, you know, they're looking at the Judges and the Gregoriuses and the Stantons of the world, but our strength is our bullpen, man. And there's two ways to look at this, and most of it is in what Chandler had said earlier. You know, the analytics guys, the so-called Bill James type of cats, they want to see, in this order, Chapman, Robertson, and Betances do their thing damn near every game. Particularly, they're not even concerned as much with the starters as we are. We're looking at it from a baseball purist, you know, perspective. These guys are looking at it from total numbers and money and how that translates to the other 50 players in the league and all this nonsense. Okay. Now, but as Yankee fans New York Yankees are concerned, what really needs to happen is Warren and Kane, they need to pitch 100 damn games a year. Well, so let's just be realistic, 70. All right? They're the guys that need to be the two-inning specialists, particularly around the fifth and sixth innings or so. That's what needs to be happening. Those are the guys that need to be workhorses. All right? I'm not really sure if that's going to be the case going forward. Depending on, you know, also, you know, depending on the situation, you know, we could be up 8-3 or whatever. But I think that when you have a pitching staff this rich in arms and talent, that you need to use them accordingly without exploiting them. The other day, that was an exploitation, man. The different, you know what it looked like? You know how he used the Sunday lineup, the pitching lineup? He used it as if they were in the sixth game of the ALCS. That's how he used it. And he didn't need to do that. He needed to go ahead and let Warren come in early and see where he could take it from there. But he didn't do that. He immediately went to, I think, Betances was the first cat. And it just became, you know, an all-star game after that. You know, that's my concern with this team right now. I know Boone's a player's coach or a player's manager, essentially, you know, with his vernacular and how he relates. But I'm not really sure if he understands the game situational part of baseball today, and where he knows that, where he has to figure out whose arm is where in what situation and what inning and how. You know, the other things, you know, the things that Torrey used to know or the stuff that Tony La Russa used to check on, when stadium, lineup, purity of the catcher, you know, what the other manager is doing in situations. He doesn't know that yet. He's a rookie manager. And I'm not really sure if I can totally give him a pass yet when he's already showed me that he hasn't been that reliable in his decisions, okay? And yeah, Chandler, you're absolutely right, man. This is it's a quandary because you don't know what you would like to do as a baseball purist is one thing, but what you're being, you know, told from upstairs, you know, in order to make sure that you have a guaranteed contract next year and the rest of your players do the same, is totally different. It's just bad, Steve. I don't know. That's really all I have right now because, again, I got to emphasize this. I'm going to say this for a minute. It's 152 games left. I don't know what we're seeing yet. I know what we have so far, but I'm not ready to pull the fire alarm yet, man, because I think this is – I'm not sure whether we're getting tested as fans. I don't know whether he's trying to find himself as a manager. I don't know what's going on, but he better do it before more people besides besides my man get hurt. You know, we don't need to have these early injury bugs either. And also a good indicator of that is Sanchez does not look happy amongst everything else. He doesn't look happy. So I don't know. Let's see what's happening, man.
Hey, General, what about yourself on the bullpen and all the arms? Like, who do you like? Who do you favor up until this point, especially from the Baltimore series?
Well, I didn't say anything, but I never wanted Jonathan Holder to make the big club because I think Jonathan Holder's trash. He's a big dude who doesn't throw hard and he doesn't locate well. And I know they sent him down. I don't want to ever see him back up here this year. Jonathan Holder's just not good. I'm worried about Adam Warren. Adam Warren is not the same Adam Warren that left here to go to Chicago. The guy who came back is not the same guy. He's not as reliable. And I'm worried about the bullpen in the sense that one of the things that Boone said that maybe nobody paid attention to in the offseason was Girardi would never use a guy 3 days in a row. Now, Joe Torre burned out a lot of relievers' arms when he was here, a lot of guys. Tanya Sturts comes to mind. But he burned out a lot of guys' arms. Boone said he would have no problem using a guy 3-4 days in a row. I got a problem with that because you're going to burn guys out. That's where I'm worried about the bullpen because if he goes the Torre route, then, yeah, by midseason, we're going to need three arms in the bullpen. We will. Because it seems like right now he is not concerned about the wear and tear on these guys. Who was that that went almost – Canely went almost 50 pitches the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot have Tommy Canely throwing over 40 pitches April. And you have Adam Warren in the bullpen. That doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense. It worked, but it's not good for the long term. Tommy Canely is a one, maybe two inning guy if you can keep him under 30 pitches. He is not a guy you throw out there for 45 pitches. So I'm worried about the bullpen because, and again, I don't know if it's being driven from above or if this is his thing, but he doesn't seem to care if he uses a guy a lot more than that guy's used. And remember, these guys aren't used to being used heavy like this. They weren't used heavy with Girardi as much as we like to say they were. They really weren't until you got into July, August, you know, August, September, and then Girardi would start. Maybe he'd use a guy 3 days in a row here and there, but basically it was 2 days and you sat down. It was 30 pitches and you were coming out the game. You know, guys weren't throwing 45 pitches. So I am worried about that. And we need to see, again, how this plays out. It's only 10 games. Maybe he's trying to prove to these guys that he will trust them. That's a possibility, but I am worried about the bullpen. I don't want to see Holder back. I'm worried about Adam Warren. I've seen enough. I saw enough of Herman already. I don't know who they're going to bring up, but I think we do need at least two reinforcements. And maybe give Chase and Shreve a little more run. Chase and Shreve has not gotten a lot of opportunities, but the couple of times he's gotten in there, he's done well. So maybe we could see more from Chase and Shreve.
Right, right. I agree with that because when Shreve came in, he definitely held down the fort, got in, got out, kept the Yankees in there, or the Yankees couldn't get runs, man, and some of those extra innings as well. Chris, Chandler, and Ray, I got to go to New York Yankees Talk and his note to the Dugout podcast here on the Blue Blue Show, New York Yankees Talk. He says, I think the big thing at this point is not to panic. The relief staff is underperforming, and the bats will start to wake up as the injuries subside. A lot of people have also been complaining about Boone's productivity to stick to the numbers. What people need to remember is the Yankees have more information than you or I could possibly imagine. Analytics. Hashtag. sometimes working out of a binder isn't going to work, but more often than not, it will. Personally, I'm in favor of using the combination of new school and old school decision making techniques. While I have no problem with the way Boone and the Yankees are running things, this is a good team and things will turn around. At us from New York Yankees Talk. Ray, we're going to go into some final thoughts. Now, we could talk about Didi Gregorius. We could talk about these injuries. I might include that in my final thoughts. I thought Didi Gregorius has had a hot bat, whether he's starting or even coming off the bench. A clutch home run to tie the game on Friday. Even the game where we thought we had a chance, where Adam Jones lost the fly ball in the sun and took second, thought a chance it was an opportunity to win the game as well. But Didi Gregorius, all the injuries on the table. Aaron Hicks, man, we might see him in Boston. I know, I don't think Chandler's a big Aaron Hicks fan. I don't remember 100% sure. But we got Drury out. Now you got to see a little bit of Andrew Haar. I don't know, McKinney's been hurt. Some of these guys that we need to get back, even the overpaid outfielder by the name of Jacoby Ellsbury, you still want to see him kind of earn that check here and there, try to find a role for him on his team. But, Ray, give us your final thoughts. Didi Gregorius, injuries, or this team as a whole, and what's your thoughts going into Fenway and then on to Detroit after that?
Man, Didi, let me tell you something. If Cashman don't sign him after this year, I'm going to be very pissed off. That's all I got to say. Didi deserves to get a check, and he deserves to stay with us long term. Now, with that being said, this is it for Boone. He better make it happen, because this is Boston Red Sox we're talking about. And if we don't produce against them, oh, man, the fans are going to turn on him quick. So he needs to really turn it up against Boston. But other than that, I mean, I just feel that, you know, that the starting pitcher got to give us more, man. And they need to keep these guys an extra inning or so, man, because they're going to blow the bullpen out, man, I'm telling you. And we need that bullpen, because come down to the wire, man, we're going to need them guys, man, to close out games, man, for us, man. And if, if Boone ain't is wearing them out now, that's not going to be good in the long run. I'm telling you, he's going to catch up to us. The injuries, I'm not really too concerned. Guys will come back. I think Ellsbury needs to go. I'm sorry, he got to go, man. I'm tired of him. He got to go. But I hope Aaron Hicks comes back and gives us something. But other than that, man, it's early in the season, man. We'll just see, man, what happens this week with the Red Sox, and that's all I got.
Ray, KGYR, the way we like him. Thank you very much. Chandler, can we get some final thoughts from you as well? What is your thoughts on Didi Gregorius' injury bug? And then we go to Chris as well. But Chandler, your final thoughts heading into Boston and Detroit?
It's early, but Steve, you know I've been talking about this on Twitter. The Yankees got some decisions to make when it comes to Didi. If everybody keeps screaming about Machado, somebody can't – unless Didi's willing to move to third, it's either Machado or Didi. So it's going to come down to which one the Yankees want more. I love Didi, but a decision is going to have to be made, and it's going to impact a couple of guys on his team. Andujar, Torres, Drury. It's going to impact a lot of guys with that. And the better Didi plays, the harder that decision is going to be. As far as the injuries, I'm not a fan of Aaron Hicks. He can't stay healthy. He's just a more talented version of Jacoby Ellsbury, as far as I'm concerned. And wow. I honestly believe that Jacoby Ellsbury's done. I think Ellsbury's done. Because when you start talking about the hip, and he went out for an oblique. Remember, he went out for an oblique. And then they went to his hip. I think Ellsbury's done. It would not surprise me if he never played another game for the Yankees. I like the fact that Andujar's up. Torres needs more playing time. Torres needs to get more playing time, because all he's done is hit the ball and catch the ball. And it wouldn't surprise me if we lose 2 out of 3 in Boston. Boston is on fire right now. They are on fire right now. And it wouldn't shock me, and I wouldn't be screaming or anything about it, because right now Boston's playing better than we are. They did just lose Bogaerts. That helps, because he's been killing us. But, to me, you got to give these guys a couple more weeks to really kind of get locked in. So if we go into Boston and lose 2 out of 3 wouldn't shock me, but I'm leaning towards we probably take 2 out of 3 in Boston.
At night, Chandler 7, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Chandler. On his final thoughts, Chris, got a couple more minutes. What's your final thoughts on all this dialogue? What's your thoughts on Didi Gregorius, the injury situation, going into Boston, Detroit this weekend? What's your thoughts? Final thoughts.
Gregorius is going to be okay. Gregorius is going to be okay. That's the tough injury to have this early to this team right now, but he's going to be all right. He's going to come through. I'm not that concerned. He needs this time off anyway, given that he's given 100% right off the top for us. But more importantly, and the fellas just alluded to it, we got to take 2 out of 3 here with the Red Sox. This means a lot. When you have that when you wear those pinstripes, you know exactly what your pointed aim is. Okay, you gotta defeat this team. And you have to be smart about it because this team is always good. They're champions now as well. It's like the old days when I could just taunt in their face. It's a little bit different. And they're going to be ready for us too in every phase of the game. So that means smart managerial decisions. That means a sound bullpen. That means hopefully having at least two quality starts out of at least two out of your starting pitchers, and going from there. It's just too early for me, Steve, to really quantify everything, but it's really important that we win this series starting tomorrow, man. That's all I really, really have.
I totally agree, but what about the binder? If the binder says take him out in the fourth inning, you're not going to follow the binder's rules, man, or what?
Again, I gotta emphasize this. I gotta keep on beating this drum. It's too early to know what we got. It's too early. And it's too early for any so-called expert to know what the hell we got. So, I don't know. I have to wait this one out, bro. I gotta wait it out.
I tell you, man, they put that computer, they punch in a couple of keys on that keyboard, that little program ran. Well, he pitches this pitch, take him on the next pitch, man. No, I'm just kidding. This episode, the Dugout Podcast. oh, man, we're going to have fun all year round with this. I already see where this is going, man. Man, what happened to old school baseball, man? Just trust your instincts. Oh, before we go, man, I got to say this real quick. Chandler, real quick, and also Chris, real quick. You see a guy leading the league in ERA and home runs out there in Anaheim. What's your thoughts on that? Real quick, Chandler. Hey, Chris.
I'm surprised.
It's fluky to me. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chandler. Sorry, man.
I'm surprised, but I'm not shocked. I thought it would take him a little longer to settle in, but I thought he would do some of what he's doing. I'm just surprised it's happening this quick.
He was throwing the perfect game in the 7 innings against Oakland.
I'll wait. We'll wait.
And he leads the team in home runs. One third fewer than at bat. Tied for the team league in home runs. It's the phenom. Oh, we're out of time. But this episode is going to be on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Citrus. Racing Benjamin on Twitter. Nate Chandler 7 on Twitter. And, of course, the Bleed Blue Show on Twitter. Sangre Azul.
Sangre Azul.
We're going to have some fun with this, man. We got jokes. This shit. All right, we'll be back next Monday. Sangre Azul.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.